One question that comes up in the laws of Yehud, which means that one is forbidden to be secluded with a lady that's forbidden to that person. So the question is asked, how then is it possible for a fellow to live with his wife when she is nida? Which means, after she becomes nida, she is forbidden to him. It's isur karet. And therefore, is there a heter for a husband to live with his wife when she is nida? That sounds like a radical question. But actually the Gemara discusses it in Sanhedrin, and the Gemara comes out based on a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. It says, Sugah b'shoshanim. Sugah b'shoshanim means that Klal Yisrael, it's enough to put up a fence of roses, which is obviously not a strong fence, like a walled fence. It's enough to put up a fence of roses to protect the Jewish people from making an avon. Which means Bnei Yisrael, when they know that their wives are nida, they don't have to separate from themselves. This halakha tells them it's asur, a fence of roses, which means that's the gezerah, the rabbis, that they're asur to be with each other. So therefore, they're not going to make any sur. The Tosafot explains the logic. Tosafot explains, because since she's going to become mutar eventually, so therefore, why should he make an isur if he can just wait a week or two and she'll be mutar? So therefore, the cases of Yehud that are forbidden are, let's say, a person with a relative that is always forbidden. There's no way that that relative will ever be permissible. Or a goya, or someone like that. But in this case over here, the nida situation is temporary. And therefore, it would be mutar to stay in the house and live with the wife when she's nida. The Rosh, the Binu Asher, brings a little different reason. The word to hear is Lashon. The Rosh's language is like this. Hadavar kashe lezaher miyehud ishto nida. He writes that the reason why they allow it is because it's difficult. What are you going to tell the guy every month to move out of his house? Every month he's got to go live somewhere else or throw his wife out? So therefore he says, since it's difficult, so therefore the hakamim were lenient on this subject. So the question was asked in halakha, if God forbid, let's say a couple has decided to get divorced, and they're already just going through now the paperwork and the litigation, whatever it is, to finalize a gittin. And in the interim, she does not go to the mikveh because they're planning on getting divorced. And there's no hope. There's no chance that they're going to reconcile. Already they went to the Shalom Bayit counselors, they went to the rabbis, and unfortunately, it's hopeless on both sides. So the halakha says, even though technically they're still married, but since they're planning on getting divorced, and she didn't go to the mikveh, they cannot live together. They have to move out. One of them has to move out until the divorce actually happens. However, in a case where there's still a chance for reconciliation, where they're talking to the hachamim, where they're discussing it, so there is a chance that she will be permissible to Megan by going to the mikveh, then they are able to remain in the same house.